Now, it's been more than a year now since the fungal disease banana freckle was found on some Cavendish bananas in the top end. And in an effort to control and eventually eradicate the disease, that's the plan, inspectors from the Department of Primary Industry, they've been going around, knocking on doors, going on to people's properties looking for this fungal disease. And last week, the inspectors racked up a bit of a milestone. They went along and saw their 30,000th property. 30,000 properties. That's how much ground's been covered in this program. Andrew Tompkins is the Territory's Director of Biosecurity. Andrew, 30,000 properties have been inspected now. Judging from the results of all of that inspection, how widespread would you say this disease is?
Well, Matt, as you say, we've done 30,000 visits and it's still very much contained pretty much within the Darwin, Greater Darwin area. We found a few outliers outside of that area over the last 6 months, but though we found some more detections, it's nearly entirely within the Darwin, Greater Darwin area.
What is the number at the moment of infected properties?
Currently, we found 59 properties that have got Cavendish bananas that are infected with banana freckle.
So those properties would have had their banana plants destroyed, and so too would have neighbouring properties.
Yeah, all the properties that have got what we call an infected premise, where there's bananas on the plant on the property that have got one or more plants infected with banana freckle, have all been destroyed.
I can't believe that you've clocked up 30,000 properties. That's a lot. Are you almost finished the job?
Well, we think we've still got a way to go yet. There's still some outlying areas that we need to visit, and we're still filling in the gaps a lot in the Darwin, Greater Darwin area. So there's still quite a way to go yet, Matt.
Right. How far are you travelling to inspect banana plants?
Well, we've done virtually from top to bottom. We've been right down to the South Australian border.
Right.
And then with the assistance of the Northern Australian Quarantine Strategy Team from Department of Agriculture, we've been to a lot of the remote communities. We've been up to Tiwis. We've been pretty much right the way along the coastline. So we've still got some of those outlying areas to do, but we've been to an awful lot of places.
Have people been happy for your inspectors to come along and have a look?
We get the occasional person that's a little bit bothered, but by and large, we've had extremely good cooperation. And I'd have to say, you know, a big thank you for the community, because they really have been an enormous help. And if they can continue to do things like phoning in where they've got bananas to let us know, so we can come out and inspect them, it's tremendous. And a big thank you to the community for their help so far.
Can you explain to us what the inspectors do to make sure that they themselves don't become a biosecurity risk?
That's a good point.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. This is really important. We're conscious of the fact that when you're going around from door to door, you could spread various diseases. And so what we do is when all of our staff are going on and off of properties, they have to do what's called decontamination. And they've got some special disinfectant that they use to clean their boots. And they're also very careful with the gear that they're using. They clean their hands. And they have to do that as they're entering a property and when they're leaving the property. And they also make sure that they park a vehicle in a hard area to minimise going onto the soil. So we do a lot of things to make sure that we're not spreading the disease around.
For residents who have lost banana plants, when can they replant, Andrew?
At the moment, Matt, it's a bit of a moving goal. And it's not till we've finished completely finding all of the disease and eradicated it, and then we've got to wait a period of time after that before we can get what's called area freedom. And it's not until we've completely dotted the I's and crossed the T's and got rid of the thing and had a period of time after that that we'll be able to go back to everybody and say, look, it's all clear now and we can replant. So sorry, we can't give an exact date at the moment.
Right.
As soon as we're able to, we'll let people know.
And eradicate still is the goal.
That's the name of the game.
It can be achieved?
It can, and we've had a number of meetings recently with some of the chief plant health managers around Australia and some of their technical advisors, and it's still very much considered technically feasible to eradicate.
Good news. What's your next step? You've clocked up 30,000 properties. What do you need to do?
Well, we'll just carry on out there looking to find the disease and eradicating it. And once we've got to that point, and what we do as part of that is going back and treating stumps on property to completely kill all the plants. And we'll just keep on keeping on, basically, until we've got rid of the thing. And then we'll look at this period of without bananas after that before we go back to hopefully announce that we've got rid of it.
Well, thank you so much for the update today on the country. I really appreciate it, and all the best.
Thanks very much, Matt. Appreciate you. You have a good day too. See ya.
I will. Dr. Andrew Tompkins, he's the Director of Biosecurity with the Department of Primary Industry. So the main tip is, if you've got banana plants on your property and you haven't been inspected yet, you're encouraged to give the department a call. There is the banana freckle hotline as well, 1-800-771-163. If you haven't been inspected yet, please make an appointment. It really will help. And the other tip is, if the inspectors come over to your place, tie up the dog. This is fair dinkum. Last week there were 3 dog bite incidents, the Department of Ag is calling it. 3 dog bite attacks. Inspectors suffered from shock and had to have a tetanus injection to ensure there were no further consequences. Who would have thought that banana freckle inspecting could be so dangerous? There we go. 3 dog bite incidents last week for the inspectors. So that's the other tip. If they come over, tie up the dog.